Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
All right. Ryan is from Foxborough. He is our Patriots insider and will now tell us when Tom Brady is going to be signing that new contract with the Patriots, right?
Yeah. Just give it a couple days. It'll be fine.
Okay, good. There you go. Thank you, Ryan.
You heard it here first.
That's why we're the number one sports show in Boston, Kennedy.
Obviously.
Ryan, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks. You as well.
Who's the one player from the Patriots you see around town all the time?
Matt Slater.
Really? Just he's everywhere.
Such a gem.
No. Such a nice guy.
All right. Here we go. Kennedy has left. She's over in that studio. She can't hear any of these questions. There are five. You get more right than Kennedy, you win. Kennedy has 3,144 wins, 263 losses. Question number one. Knives Out director Rian Johnson says that Apple doesn't want bad guys to have iPhones in movies, only the good guys.
Shut up, Apple.
What number is the latest iPhone?
10.
Question number two. Oprah played a game of Never Have I Ever, and we learned that she had a one-night stand in the early 80s, but she's never sexted, been to a strip club, or gone skinny dipping. Who is Oprah's longtime partner?
Stedman? I don't know.
You do know. Question number three.
Nice.
Rosanda Chili Thomas from TLC is 49 today. Which R&B superstar did she date in the early 2000s, but they broke up after rumors of his infidelity?
Oof.
Rumors.
Tupac. I have no idea.
It's almost like he confessed.
Had to let it burn.
Question number four. 15 years ago today in 2005, Million Dollar Baby won Best Picture and earned which actress another Best Actress Oscar?
Hilary Swank.
Question number five. It's just been announced that the next Jurassic World movie will be called Jurassic World Dominion, and it's bringing back Jeff Goldblum, Laura Dern, and Sam Neill. Including this next one, how many Jurassic Park and Jurassic World movies will that make in total? Including the new one.
Six.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please. Look at you.
Head, Ryan.
Look at you, Ryan. Finish strong.
Matt Slater would be proud.
Yes.
Yes.
All right, Kennedy, Ryan got 3 out of 5. These are super hard. Are you ready? No. Ryan, that was good. These are good. You ready, Kennedy?
Yeah.
Knives Out director Rian Johnson says that Apple doesn't want bad guys to have their iPhones in movies, only the good guys. Kennedy, what number is the latest iPhone?
11.
How are you going to be a supervillain without an iPhone?
Right.
Because
you have minions to do things for
you.
No,
supervillains get Blackberries. Question number two. Oprah played a game of Never Have I Ever, and we learned that she had a one-night stand in the early 80s, but she's never sexted, been to a strip club, or gone skinny dipping.
Oprah, you need to go live.
Come on.
Who is Oprah's longtime partner?
Stedman.
Yeah, that poor Oprah. She hasn't lived.
I'm sorry.
She could do some damage in a strip club, I'm just saying.
Rosanda Chili Thomas from TLC is 49 today. Which R&B superstar did she date in the early 2000s, but they broke up after rumors of his infidelity? Yes.
Never forgive him.
3-1. Question number four. It was 15 years ago today in 2005. Million Dollar Baby won Best Picture and earned which actress another Oscar?
Hilary Swank.
4-2. Question number five. It's been announced that the next Jurassic World movie will be called Jurassic World Dominion, and it's bringing back Jeff Goldblum, Laura Dern, and Sam Neill. Including this next one, how many Jurassic Park and Jurassic World movies will it make in total?
Five?
Six was the correct answer. 4-3 is the final score. Nice job, Kennedy. Ryan, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but I do have this concert ticket. You're going to go see Walk Off the Earth April 7th at the Somerville Theater. They are producer Dan approved.
Yeah, they're fun. It's a good show.
Sounds good.
Tickets are on sale now, but you're going for free. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you head out?
My name is Ryan from Foxborough, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
Carolyn's from Milford. Good morning, Carolyn.
Hey.
Hey, girl.
Oh, my God. I've been trying to get on for like 6 years.
Well, here you are. You made it.
Yay.
Nothing else going on, huh?
That's it.
This is your big moment. Don't sooch.
All right. Are you nervous?
Yes. Okay. I'll be honest.
Okay. All right. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy. Could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
So you know what always happens. People say, I play this in the car every day, and I always get 5 out of 5. And then they get on the air,
no,
and they get like 2 out of 5.
Yeah, no. I either get 5 out of 5, or I get 2 out of 5.
Okay.
You know, I have a 50-50 shot of this.
All right. Kennedy's gone. She cannot hear anything that is about to happen. Kennedy with 3,145 wins, 263 losses. Are you ready?
Ready as I'm going to be.
You got this, girl. I believe in you.
All right, here we go. SZA and Justin Timberlake just released a new song for the upcoming animated movie Trolls World Tour. It's called The Other Side. Justin's only number one song as a solo artist came from the single he released on the first Trolls movie soundtrack. Name that song.
Can't Fight the Feeling.
What is it?
Can't Fight the Feeling.
Question number two. The Democratic debate in Nevada topped last week's ratings with 12.1 million viewers. This week's debate in South Carolina pulled in over 15 million viewers. There are two billionaires in the Democratic field. Name them.
Okay. Bloomberg. Mike Bloomberg. Oh, God. I'm not sure of the other one. I'm going to guess Bernie Sanders, but that's wrong.
Question number three. Laura Prepon and Ben Foster welcomed their second child. Prepon got her start as Donna on which popular sitcom?
That 70s Show.
Question number four. The Hot Pockets heiress got 5 months behind bars in the college admissions scandal, and there's more to come. Which network has already released a made-for-TV movie about the whole ordeal?
Oh, either Lifetime or Netflix. I'm gonna guess Lifetime.
Question number five. Actor Jason Segel was on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert last night, and actress Kristen Bell was the guest on Ellen. Which 2008 comedy did the two star in together, where they played a couple who breaks up but happens to go to the same Hawaiian resort?
Oh dear God.
Are you forgetting the answer?
Yes. I've even seen the stupid movie, and I.
It's a shame that you're forgetting.
Yeah. All right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy.
He has no idea.
All right. Welcome back, Kennedy.
Oh, thank you.
Carolyn got 2 out of 5.
Okay.
She called it though. She said she was going to get 5 out of 5, or she was going to get 2 out of 5.
She Babe Ruth. It called the shot.
Let's go.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
SZA and Justin Timberlake released a new song for the upcoming animated movie Trolls World Tour. It's called The Other Side. Justin's only number one song as a solo artist came from the single he released on the first Trolls movie soundtrack. Name that song.
Oh, you can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. That's not it. Can't stop the feeling.
Mm. That is correct. Not can't fight the feeling.
Oh, I can't fight this feeling anymore.
Yeah.
Forgotten what I've started looking for.
I'm more of a can't stop the moonlight, Kennedy. One to zero. Question number two. The Democratic debate in Nevada topped last week's ratings with a little over 12 million viewers. This week in South Carolina, they pulled in over 15 million viewers. There are two billionaires in the field. Name them for the Democrats.
Bloomberg and what's his name? Stoppard? Stoppard? It's not Stoppard, is it?
No, Tom Steyer.
Steyer.
Guess those 8 million commercials ain't working.
I was just going to say, every six minutes, still don't know his last name.
That is correct, because my mind goes, me.
No, Mike Bloomberg gets all the credit, because he bought a commercial in the middle of that debate the other night. That was hysterical. They were all fighting and go to commercial, and there he is.
Power moves only.
Question number three, Laura Prepon and Ben Foster. Welcome their second child. Prepon got her start as Donna on which popular sitcom?
The 70s Show. That 70s Show.
3-1. Question number four. The Hot Pockets heiress got 5 months behind bars in the college admissions scandal. And there is more to come. Which network has already released a made-for-TV movie about the whole ordeal?
Lifetime?
4-2. Question number five. Actor Jason Segel was on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert last night. And actress Kristen Bell was the guest on Ellen. Which 2008 comedy did the two star in together where they played a couple who breaks up but happens to go to the same Hawaiian resort?
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
That is correct.
Oh.
Yeah, see what I was doing there?
Yeah, see when he was saying forgetting.
I like you. I was trying to help you out.
That's true. That's true.
Sorry.
That's all right. 5-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win.
I only got four.
Did you? You only got four? Oh, that's right. You missed one.
Couldn't get a rich guy. Rich white guy.
Mm.
How bad?
Oh, what a shame, Kennedy. What a shame.
Who wants to remember them anyway?
There it is.
Yeah. Life, your life story, right, Kennedy?
Facts, not opinions.
Didn't get one.
I do have a pair of tickets for you to see James Arthur April 15th at the House of Blues. So you enjoy those tickets that are on sale now. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I want to say thank you to the radio station for the tickets, but I'm Carolyn from Milford, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Oh, you're so welcome.
She's
you're
a delight.
She's awesome.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Ruthie is from Manchester. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl. Hey. She has the day off. She's going to the casino, Kennedy.
Let's go. What's your game, Ruthie?
Just the penny slot.
All right. Have a good time. I hope you win lots.
Which casino are you going to?
Encore.
Yes, baby.
Oh, I still have not been.
Show field trip.
I know,
Can we please go? I've never been to a casino.
Yes, let's go to a show field trip.
Ruthie, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. We're going to give you $100. That'll get you a few pulls on the penny slot machine.
Yes.
If you tie, you lose. Kennedy with 3,146 wins, 263 losses. Essentially, she's the house.
Yep.
Yeah. Here we go. Question number one. Cardi B posted a joke meme of her being homeless after seeing BTS and James Corden singing Finesse during carpool karaoke, saying BTS is going to take her job. Who is on the Finesse song with Cardi B?
I'm not going to do good at this.
Okay.
I missed that one.
Question number two. Macaulay Culkin will star in the upcoming season of American Horror Story. There's no word on what this season will be about or when it's expected to premiere. Which network does American Horror Story air on?
AMC.
Question number three. JWoww from the Jersey Shore is 34 years old today, Annie.
Happy birthday, Jenny.
She got in a fist fight on the show with one of the other cast members. Who was it?
JWoww.
That is.
I beat myself up sometimes, but more emotionally.
Question number four. Silence of the Lambs, the sequel series we heard about, has found its Clarice. It's Rebecca Breeds from Pretty Little Liars. Finish the famous quote from Silence of the Lambs. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice blank.
Candy.
Yes, candy.
I love Ruthie.
That BTS Carpool Karaoke we were talking about already has 13 million views after being posted yesterday. What is BTS also known as?
No clue.
Yeah,
you didn't strike me as the type. No.
All right, let's get Kennedy back. I'm a fan. I didn't even know that one.
I'm about halfway through it, and it's such a good carpool.
It is
it's
a really
so
good.
Good.
All right, Kennedy.
Yes.
Ruthie got 0
no.
out of 5. That is what we call a Mel. Mel.
Wicked wick. Girl, I hope you better on slots. That's a Mel.
I am. I'm much better on slots.
Nowhere to go but up. Rest assured, Dan.
Get all your bad luck out of the way now. It's good.
All right, Kennedy, these are tough. Question number one. Cardi B posted a joke meme of her being homeless after seeing BTS and James Corden singing Finesse during Carpool Karaoke, saying BTS is going to take her job. Who is on the song Finesse with Cardi B?
Bruno Mars.
1-0. Question number two. Macaulay Culkin is starring in the upcoming season of American Horror Story,
so
Kennedy.
Excited.
Let's go.
Which network does that air on?
It's on FX.
2-0. Question number three. Jay Wow from the Jersey Shore is 34 today. She got in a fist fight on the show with one of the other cast members. Who was it?
Was it Sammy Sweetheart?
It was. Yeah. 3-0. Question
Sammy
number four.
Sammy gave her those hands, too. Upset of the century.
One punch, bro. The Silence of the Lambs sequel series we heard about has found its Clarice. It's Rebecca Breeds from Pretty Little Liars. Finish the famous quote, Kennedy. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice blank.
Chianti.
There you go. 4-0. Question number five. The BTS Carpool Karaoke that we mentioned earlier, Kennedy, already has 13 million views after being posted yesterday. What is BTS also known as? And you are the vice president of the North American BTS fan club, so
I didn't
I would
know
expect
they have
you to
another know. Name.
Yeah.
Gary.
Mm. The Bangtan Boys is what
the Bangtan Boys. Mm.
Bangtan Boys, yeah.
Yeah, it translates to something like Bulletproof Boy Scouts or.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
According cool. to Wikipedia, I don't know.
4-0 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Ruthie, you don't get the cash, but I do have a pair of tickets to see Alec Benjamin at the House of Blues on May 8th. Those tickets are on sale now. You're going for free. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Ruthie from Manchester, and I cannot be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.